This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. OSF Healthcare announced yesterday afternoon that a heart transplant program will soon return to St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria after the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board approved the application for that by OSF St. Francis. I think that's an important thing for the area, so I'm very pleased to talk about it with Bob Anderson, the president of OSF Healthcare St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria, who's on the line with me right now. Bob, thanks so much for your time today.
You're very welcome, Will.
First, talk to me a little bit about maybe some background here. What led to the desire to kind of get back into the heart transplant business, for lack of a better term, and what makes that so important to OSF and Peoria?
Well, Will, the situation really is revolves around our patients. The reason that we are interested in resuming our heart transplant program has to do with the comprehensive treatment that we need to provide to heart failure patients. You know, the heart failure patient population has continued to grow. One of the benefits of having new and effective treatments for heart failure is that patients survive longer with that condition. But ultimately, many of those patients end up at a point where their only choice is a heart transplant. And currently, patients have to travel a significant distance to a transplant center. And we felt with the need that we saw here in Central Illinois, it was really important for us to bring that kind of comprehensive service back to our area.
Yeah, you kind of answered part of my next question there, but maybe you can go into some more detail about it here. What do we know about heart transplants and how that process overall has changed, I guess, in the decades since the first heart transplant was done? You mentioned the fact that transplant recipients are living much longer lives. That's got to be the biggest thing that's advanced here, hasn't it?
Well, I not only are transplant patients surviving longer, in fact, our very first transplant done in 1987, that patient is still with us and comes in and visits with her physicians on a regular basis. So it really is a lifetime of care that's required if you're a transplant recipient. But it's really in the medical treatment of heart failure where we're seeing a lot of success. And that is what is really increasing the pool, so to speak, of patients who ultimately need either ventricular assist devices or surgical intervention like transplant.
In the information that was put out yesterday when this approval was made, this is something that St. Francis did before in 1980, starting in 87, and did for about 20 years due to decreasing volume and physician retirements. Can you talk a little bit about that and what made you confident that you can kind of pick that back up again?
Certainly. We did have a very successful heart transplant program, as you mentioned, starting in 87. But in 2006, we saw not just at St. Francis, but throughout the region, a decline in the number of transplants. And it's really important that transplant centers have adequate volume to ensure, you know, quality and to maintain the skill level that's required by the entire care team. And so at that time in 2006, with a physician retirement that would have had a significant impact on our team and the decreasing volume of requests or of need, we decided at that point to close the program. As I mentioned, patients are now living to the point of needing transplant longer. There are estimates that the number of patients with heart failure is going to increase by as much as 46% by the year 2030. So it is a significant need in the communities that we serve, which is pretty much all of downstate Illinois.
Yeah, and when we talk in general about heart health and heart disease, that continues to be a growing problem overall, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, the need for people to, eat healthier, exercise more regularly is something that we all probably feel a little bit guilty about, knowing that we could do better than mm-hmm. we probably do day to day. I know I certainly have opportunity there.
Ditto.
So there's certainly a cultural element to this because in the United States we do have, this particular problem is one of our prevalent chronic health conditions.
And we should say, too, that although I think you've mentioned it already, that this is not the only transplant procedure that St. Francis offers, correct?
That's correct. Well, we also do kidney and pancreas transplants and have done those even longer than we've done heart transplants. And the benefit that provides for us is, as a transplant center, there are a lot of things that you have to do from both a clinical and a regulatory perspective. And there is some synergy of having multiple organ transplant programs, because you can share some of those resources, and some of that clinical expertise beneficial to have kind of co-located in one organization. It makes us more efficient in providing the service.
All right. What else should we know about this? I guess we probably should say that this is not something that's really just going to start today or tomorrow, right? You're kind of phasing this in. Is that correct?
That's correct. One of the first steps when we decided that it was time to reopen our heart transplant program, one of the first steps was to get approval, as you mentioned at the beginning of the story, from the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board, which we received yesterday. But it is just the first step. We have to assemble a specialized clinical team. There are about seven positions that we'll be recruiting. We, of course, have the surgeons and the nurses, but there are other support positions that are needed to run a program like this. We have to work with other regulatory bodies to get approval, like the Center for Medicare Medicaid Services, CMS. And so we estimate it will probably be about 18 months before we will actually perform our first transplant as part of this new program.
Cardiovascular has been something that OSF and St. Francis has paid attention to for quite a long time, even though there has been this time where there haven't been heart transplants done. You have a pretty important cardiovascular institute, correct?
Yes, we do. We have a lot to be proud of in cardiovascular services. We do TAVR procedures, which is a replacement of a heart valve by going up through the arteries in the body. We have had an ongoing commitment to vascular treatment, vascular disease treatment, and cardiovascular services. So we've had the gamut of services. It's just been in the area of heart failure where you have to make that decision of, does the patient need to leave town for that next step of transplant, or should we have those patients remain here close to their families that we're actually adding to our menu of services?
All right, Bob, before I run out of time, I guess my last question should probably be, what does St. Francis do for an encore here? Are there any other things you're looking at expanding or improving as the year goes on here?
I don't have anything that I can say we're going to have introduced before the end of the year, but I can tell you that OSF Healthcare and St. Francis Medical Center are always looking at opportunities to bring higher quality healthcare to the communities that we serve in Illinois. And it's not going to be surprising to me. It may not come from St. Francis, but it would not be surprising to me to find other services being introduced in communities to further the health of those people that live with us in central Illinois.
All right. Bob Anderson, president of OSF Healthcare St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. This is quite an exciting thing that's happening. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on the new but sort of encore of some of what you've done in the past at St. Francis. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned in our community spotlight segment today around 5:40. We'll talk with one of the founders of Main Street Codes that got the shout out from Governor Pritzker in his inaugural address the other day. That's still ahead on Galesburg's Evening News, along with sports and business news next on WGIL.